Kiara takes the supernatural path. Kiara Advani was recently spotted visiting producer Dinesh Vijan's office. That was enough to fuel speculation that they are planning a collaboration. Sources claim that the producer is keen on making a supernatural comedy with the actor. Reportedly titled Devi, the movie won't be a part of the producer's horror comedy universe, but could mark the beginning of a new standalone franchise. Discussions are said to be in advanced stages, and Dinesh is expected to make an official announcement after things are finalized. For now, Kiara has Ayan Mukherjee's War 2 with Hrithik Roshan and Junior NTR, and Geetu Mohandas Toxic, a fairy tale for grown-ups opposite Yash, in the pipeline, and back on public demand following the recent release of a teaser featuring Shivaji Satam in his iconic avatar of ACP Pradyuman. It is learned that CID is set to return. Aditya Srivastav and Dayanand Shetty too will reprise their characters of Inspectors Abhijit and Daya respectively, as the crime series rolls mid-November in Mumbai. The new CID will go on air by December end. In its earlier avatar, the show ran for over 20 years and 1547 episodes, before going off air in 2018. An industry source tells us that the constant demand of the audience to bring the show back has led the makers and their broadcasting partner to relaunch CID, cleared and certified the makers of Bhool Bhulaiyaa 3 received the censor certificate from the Central Board of Film Certification recently. Following the recommendations of the examining committee, the word in LS Quo, Ganga Jal was replaced with an LS Quo, Changa Jal in one scene, while in another, the word in LS Quo, Chotia was modified so that it didn't sound like an expletive. The dialogue, and LS Quo, supplement leke bhi khara nahi hota was changed to, and LS Quo, support lekar bhi uth nahi pa raha hai. The subtitles were suitably modified too. Director Anees Bazmi's horror comedy stars Kartik Aaryan, Madhuri Dikshit Nene, Vidya Balan and Tripti Dimri. Royal praise for Manya's sea fight. Manisha Koirala has received a heartfelt letter from Her Royal Highness, the Princess of Wales, who expressed her joy on learning that the actor is cancer-free and praised her for spreading awareness against the disease. Manisha, who recovered from stage 4 ovarian cancer in 2014, following surgery and chemotherapy, recently visited the London office of cancer charity Ovakam, where she interacted with several patients. The actor, who has been working with NGOs like Impact Foundation in India and Cancer Care in Nepal, said, "I wanted to reach out to HRH, the Princess of Wales, to send my good wishes, particularly due to my own experiences." Heartened to hear from the Princess of Wales, who completed her treatment about a month ago, Manisha added, "I want to use my voice to not only support cancer patients, but also raise awareness about the need for equitable healthcare access, and the importance of knowing the signs and symptoms of ovarian cancer. Having faced cancer myself, I know how isolating and challenging the journey can be, and I believe it is essential that we all play a part in changing that reality for others."